Hi, this is Bob LeBlanc. I'm the producer and one of the players of Balderdash Academy Teacher's Lounge. If you've been following Balderdash Academy for a while, you may know that we tape on Wednesdays. And Wednesdays in 2020 and 2021 have held some fairly historic events. Now, we've decided early on that it doesn't matter what events happen, and it doesn't matter how we feel. We're going to try to power through anyway. If we can use the material for a podcast, great. But if we can't, at least we were together. At least we got to spend time with friends, and at least we got to vent to help ourselves heal. Well, one such day was January 6, 2021. It was the day that the U.S. Capitol was stormed by insurrectionists. This is an event that affected each of us differently, but it affected us strongly. Rather than call the night, we decided to do what we always do and power through. This is how we cope. This is how we cope with stress. This is how we cope with a pandemic. And this is how we cope with the political turmoil that's been happening over the last year and a half. We weren't sure whether or not we were going to release this episode. We are all on edge. Many of us are raw nerves. But we decided that for you, our listeners, and for the historical record, that it would be best if we did. So, here we are, recording Balderdash Academy's Teacher's Lounge, hours after we found out about the storming of the Capitol. We are trying our best, and we wanted you to hear it. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy this bonus episode.
Good afternoon, Dashers. Would the members of the Balderdash Academy Safety Board please report to Lecture Hall W? Please report to Lecture Hall W.
Welcome all to the fire drill preparedness meeting. Glad you could all make it.
X-Men The New Mutants number 451... It was set in a school, of course, and they had a fire drill when Pyro accidentally exploded. Luckily, Iceman was there to save the day. We don't have any superheroes in this school, so I'd like to open the floor to kind of get some ideas of how else we could handle a fire.
You guys, I'm your superhero. As your music teacher du jour, and for longer than that, I have brought to you a box of these whistles, so that you can melodically alert everybody around you to any sign or smell or anything else. If there's any fire starting or about to start, here's your whistles. You're welcome.
Zip! Can we do that? Do you think that that's an acceptable alert sound for our students to know that they have to leave? Like, that ringing bell is very, very abrasive. So maybe if we introduce a sound that is a little bit more exciting, like a zip, perhaps that would be a unique way to move forward here and get rid of the redundancy of the bell.
Alarms need to bring with it a sense of gravitas and importance. Zip, I think, might be lacking. Though, if we say zip with a kazoo, I think we might have a new direction we can explore.
Between you and me, I think that the gravitas is what we need. Zip is great. Zip is great. I think we should include it, but we also need to have something for the people who are audibly impaired. Mm. And maybe bacon. We just have strips of bacon lining the roof, so when there is a fire, they smell the bacon and they know to leave. Because when somebody smells bacon, attention is procured. Procured.
Procured.
cured.
Cured bacon seems like an interesting way to deal with people who can't hear the bell or the alarm. But I like it. I think it could work.
Don't you worry that maybe on a really hot day, the bacon would just start sizzling on its own? And while that would be delicious, the children might start evacuating unnecessarily.
Everyone evacuating, even though there isn't a fire, is not conducive to a fulfilling school day. So I suggest that you take the whistles and put them in my basket. I like the kazip, and I also like the bacon. And I also propose that we add to that a visual flare gun for those who are who need to see something, so we can have a visual cue as well. I am aware that there is a possibility that that could add to the fire, but I think that the awareness is probably more important than that. So.
Fire flare man. We're going to have a fire flare man whose job here is strictly to be well-trained in the firing of a flare in case of a fire drill. And so I think that that's, we definitely have the money in the budget for a fire flare man, I'm pretty sure.
Great idea. That's a great idea. Mm. One alternative to that idea could be, instead of a flare, we might want to look at a big light.
Mm.
Like a flashing fire alarm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
The fire flare man is a good idea. I think we should implement it during the medieval fair portion of our curriculum, so that way it's a medieval fair flare guy thing.
I actually took a fire flare safety course, so I'm actually certified in firing flares.
Just to make sure we're all on the same page here, are you telling me there's a whole month where our curriculum is based around medieval fairs? Because I did not get that memo. Otherwise, I would have had these kids throwing javelins and stabbing each other with swords years ago.
Knights have been long known in history as the actual first firemen, given their, you know, suit of armor. And in place of a javelin, they would have a bucket full of jelly to douse the fire.
Let me just get us back on track here, guys. We're trying to make sure our students can safely exit the building when there is a fire. And we're talking about medieval knights and jelly buckets. Come on, we are professionals here, and I think that we have it with our brains combined, we've got the intelligence to pull off a really successful fire drill. I'm sure of it.
Marie is right. If we're going to go with the medieval route, what we need to do is go with jesters because of the bells.
Neither Bob nor Marie are wrong here. I'm sorry. I was really stuck on Niagara Falls, and that just didn't mean to do it.
So, slowly I turn.
Neither Bob nor Marie are wrong here. I think that they are absolutely right in what they said, and I think we should go fully 100% into it. And I'm going to let Randy follow up with what exactly they said, because I can't remember.
Of course, that's something you would do to me. Do you think I was paying attention either? I was thinking about fire flares and bacon.
Put me down for two fire flares with bacon and one jester costume. This is sounding great, guys.
Question. Can I please also order a two gross of jelly jars? Because now that we've been talking about it, I really think that that's probably our best bet for fire quelching technology, as well as being able to have something edible in case the fire burns down the cafeteria and we have nothing to eat. So I think it's like a twofer.
Really? I think that's a really good point. And making sure that our students hungry students who are stuck outside, giving them a little bit of sugar within the jelly, I think would probably tide them over before going back inside the building. So you know what? I'm on board. I'm on board for the jelly. On board.
Seriously, good conversation. I'm really proud of where we're taking this.
To sum up, I think that I started this sentence incorrectly because I'm not the one to sum this up. But regardless, to sum up, I think we've established that jelly is good to keep people fed. Fireworks is needed in medieval entertainment. And that can lead to bacon on the ceiling with non-Niagara Falls things going on.
Unilateral decisions are what we need here. So as long as we're all in agreement, that all sounds great to me.
Veritas Prep has fire alarms. Have we considered going that route?
I think Steve just brought us home with what we need to do. Steve, excellent meeting. Thank you. Thank you all.
Hello, Mr. Homer of Balderdash HVAC. Thank you so much for coming here to make sure that all of our systems are in place.
Oh God, it's the least I could do since y'all paying me to be up here taking a look at your HVAC system.
Our furnace system? Yes, our heating and cooling system.
Yeah, I used it by its proper technical term we use in the industry. The VAC system. It's pronounced phonetically.
Oh, wow. Knows his stuff.
You learn something every day. Well, thank you so much for coming here. As the head of Home Ec and Wellness here, I want to assure you that I am certain that my homeroom here is fully prepared and we're not at any risk for any sort of fire or explosions of any kind.
I didn't do it.
Yes.
Now, what I want you to do, I want you to explain to me, walk me through the system, and show me what happens when your fire alarm goes off ringing with the bells.
Oh, well, we've actually been discussing all sorts of different strategies to best alert our students that there is a fire in the building. Currently, we're working with Jam, and we're very, very excited about it.
Hey, Homer. Coach Steve of the Balderdash Academy Dashers. Have you had a chance to look at the Fernace?
Oh, I've looked at that Fernace every day for the last 40 years. Your Fernace is not only in poor condition, but you'll need an upgrade. Something that can accomplish more than just a couple of boxes of trash thrown in there to make an incinerator. Now, what I recommend is just get yourself a big old bonfire in the basement, make yourself have a large boiler on top of it, and you'll take care of all of it, just one lickety-split.
That seems really, really smart. We hadn't thought of that. I don't know if Marie mentioned it, but we had a couple different ideas of where to go with the alarm system, and we were thinking...
I told him about the jam. Told him about the jam. Very excited.
Oh, did you mention the sizzling bacon?
I didn't yet. You should tell him about the bacon.
Okay.
Oh, so yeah, I assume when you say jam, you ain't actually talking about a group of guitarists in the basement playing music loudly if there's a fire breaking.
No, thank God. No, thank God. No.
But that we're talking about
jelly
idea.
Preserves. Yeah. That is a good idea, actually, now that you mention it.
Homer might be onto something, though. We do have those music students, and they have been practicing. I'm putting that in quotes, practicing, but it would drive anybody out of the room.
Hey, did someone say music? I'm your Lady Marmalade. Jam, get it. Hey,
thanks
guys.
Thanks for coming.
Now, explain to me how Jam would announce to the students to get out of the building.
Oh, well, you know, just we would load it into our recorders. I'm going to have some recorders preloaded with Jam. I'm going to keep them in the fridge in Mrs. DeBree's fridge. I already worked this out. We completely preloaded them. What we're going to do is we're going to have some of our students that have the best lung capacity, they're going to be in charge of grabbing the Jam recorders. And then when it's time to blow them in order to, you know, God forbid this ever happens. I mean, this is all like hypothetical because, you know, in reality, when would a fire break out? Hopefully never. But, you know, I don't mean to be Debbie Downer here, but, you know, we got to talk about this. It's real as, you know, we got to do it. We got to have a plan B here. But I have some students. They're very, very, they have a great lung capacity, and they're going to grab that jam-packed recorder, and they're just going to blow that horn, let it blow, and they're going to just blow that jam all over the fire, and thereby hopefully extinguishing it. If not, it's going to be a musical awareness to everybody else by a screeching tone that is unpleasant, that will let everybody know that, hey, there's a fire here. And we need to be alerted to that. So
I see you thought all this through there, right?
We were really inspired by film Titanic and how the musicians helped the ship not sink. I didn't see the ending. But we kind of thought if you play music well enough and thoroughly enough and with enough force, you can put out any fire.
Yeah, I reckon that's true in some cases. I just have one follow-up question for you.
Sure.
You ever consider using alarms? That's what Veritas Prep does. It works fine for them.
Right. Huh. Well.
If you like Balderdash Academy Teacher's Lounge, see where it all began with Balderdash Academy. Watch real competitive comedy from a real fake school. Find us on YouTube or your favorite podcast service.
Thank you guys for coming into the teacher's lounge right now. I just wanted to let you know that we did order the items that you asked us to order.
Great.
There was a bit of an issue, though. They were shipped in. And when they came into port, things got messed up. So I got a call from Port Manto and the shipping agency there. It appears that Carla Rose, you ordered kazoos.
Too gross, right?
And,
too gross.
Too gross for
probably,
sure.
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure gross. The parents will think they're gross. And Coach Steve, you ordered some pickle juice.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that'd be great to have on hand.
I assume for the Balderade and not just not drinking it like okay.
Not straight. No, that'd be disgusting.
Yeah. Unfortunately, those two things kind of combined. You will have to share them. But in order to create a label for it, we need to figure out what we're going to call the now combined kazoo and pickle juice. So I would love it if you guys could give me like some combination.
Well, I'm sorry if I look disappointed. I'm sorry to be a sour puss. but how about we do Piku?
Piku? Piku's good.
Nah.
Kazoo and pickle juice. You could do pickle zoo.
I like that better. Pickle zoo. Kids like that.
It's far better than kazoo juice.
Right.
Well, that's another option. Kazoo juice. Or you pickle do juice.
Yeah.
Pazoo.
Oh, pazoo. Maybe
kazickle? Oh,
Kazickle.
English language arts right here. Maybe Kazickle.
Yeah, like Kazickle. We're going in a really good direction here. Kazickle. How about Picaz? Right.
Sure.
I had a Picaz pie in the South.
I'm allergic to those.
How was it?
It was sour. It gave you quite a buzz.
Sweet. All right, so I think we got two good ones. We have Pazickle. And Molly, what was yours?
Kazickle.
Kazickle. Kazickle. And then Carla Rose, what was yours? Kazickle.
Pazoo.
Yeah. Pazoo. All right. Kazickle and Pazoo. So let's weigh those two out. Show of hands, who likes Kazickle?
I'm voting against myself here. I really like that. It sounds like something Snoop Dogg would say.
Right. Every time you say it.
So all in favor say yay.
Yay. Yeah.
All right. Ah, we got one. All right. So we're going to go with Pazickle. I love it.
Pazickle.
There was one other one that I wanted to run by you guys. Randy, good news. We got those VR headsets.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, the virtual reality. They are. They were super expensive, too. Unfortunately, they did get mixed in with something that Headmaster ordered. They kind of combined with the coffee. So we're going to need to use the virtual reality headsets with the coffee that we ordered. It's going to be interesting. Logistics, we're going to figure it out. But again, I need to put a label on it. Everything needs to be labeled. Can we come up with some sort of...
That's unfortunate. I don't think the virtual reality headsets really like liquid that much.
Virtual real latte.
Wow.
Love it.
That's great.
I can't even compete with that.
I know. Latte.
Virtual real latte. Latte.
Virtual real latte.
Yeah. That's pretty
delicious.
Good.
Delicious.
Right.
I'll take two.
Venti.
I think we gotta, unless anybody has a better idea, I think we just got a home run right there.
It's about as clever as you can get. Yeah.
That sounds good to me. Yeah.
Excellent.
Eyes have it.
So we're going to go with virtual real latte. And just to let you know, heads up, the egg shakers, towels, Bob, your BA42 forms, and Molly, all of yours, the thesauri and reams of paper. They're all on back order.
I should have known the egg shakers would be in demand right now.
But the Port Manto shipping agency is going to get back in touch with me, and I'll let you know when I get an update.
Well, thanks for all you do.
Thank you.
Well, maybe next time.
Oh, gosh. Okay, down to the last two pills. Looks like I'm going to have to figure out how to get some more meds for these kids. Make sure that they're all headache-free. I think this is the door people were telling me to go through. I'm just gonna knock real quick, make sure people know I'm coming. I don't really know exactly what I'm in for here. Okay, going in! Hello? I'm looking for... Hello?
There's somebody there.
You're much... Yeah, yes, it's me. It's just Nurse Nancy. I'm just looking
sorry.
To get
some...
Keep
it so dark in here.
Yeah, I'm having trouble seeing myself. This floor is very uneven.
You know, prying eyes and all that. Big Brother's always watching.
Yeah, speaking of that, I heard through the grapevine that you're the guy for the meds.
You want to buy some drugs?
Looking to get... yes. And
okay,
I
got a special going here. 2 albuterol puffs. $2.
Okay, well, see...
2 puffs, $2.
As the nurse of this school, I was thinking that I could, pay you in my nursing skills. Quite frankly, 2 puffs of albuterol, that will only help one child for like 15 minutes. I'm gonna need like a whole inhaler.
Let me think about this for a minute. I do have 2 broken legs that I need help mending. I've been in the dark for 6 months and,
I know how to mend
if it
broken
only goes
legs.
So far. Oh, great. Yes. Really? Oh, that is so dandy. Okay.
Okay, yes, so the albuterol inhalers. Like, I need at least one whole inhaler, and I'm looking for like a whole bottle of acetaminophen.
Okay. Yep. Let me just show you my license here.
Oh, great! Thank you.
I'm legally licensed in this county to sell drugs in the basement.
That's exactly why I came here. I'm so glad. Okay. In my nurse satchel here, I can show you that I also brought leg splints. So it's as if I knew you would need some help here.
That is so. That you have brilliant premonition, I will say.
I do. What I wish I had better was some night vision, though, because I'm having a real hard time seeing that license of yours, because it's quite dark down here. Is there?
Let me light
any
this
sort
torch.
Of...
Here's a large,
Whoa,
extra large
you are
Indiana Jones style torch.
So much taller than I thought you were.
I get that a lot. So as you can see, my legs are the entire size of your body, and they're both broken. So I'm gonna need like 2 running sled style splints. Just slap those on there with some duct tape. I should be good.
I have duct tape in my nurse satchel. That is perfect.
This
However,
is so
the
great.
The 2 splints that I have are probably only gonna be able to fix one of your legs. So I'll fix this leg and, I can come back tomorrow with the other one and maybe we can get some, you know, Sudafed, which is spelt with a P. It's kind of confusing.
That's a little strong for my taste.
Sudafed?
I try to stay off the strong stuff, if you know what I'm saying.
Sometimes it does help your taste come back if you're congested. So I'm just gonna get right to work on this knee of yours here. I've got the duct tape. You got the duct tape.
Okay.
I'm just gonna
actually, yeah. Do the right leg. I don't really need the left one. So.
Oh. Perfect.
I live a pretty sedentary lifestyle anyway. I mostly just sit in this dark basement.
It is quite a large chair here on there. I'm just gonna reach up to your knee and strap on this splint that I have with the duct tape. Okay, how's that feel? That feel good?
Oh, it feels amazing. This is the best I've felt in a decade.
Thank you, Man. Nurse Nancy, at your service. So I'm just gonna grab that inhaler and that bottle of acetaminophen, and I'm gonna run right out of here because you can't follow me.
I legally have to have you pull it out of my trench coat. It's just part of my license agreement.
All right.
So I'm gonna open my trench coat and you just pull it out. I can't give it to you. It's all these regulations.
That is a smell. That is a very strong smell. Okay, I'm just gonna... Okay,
I'm
got
also
it.
A fish dealer in my part time.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Hey, did I ever tell you about my son? He's in the Navy. I'm so proud.
I don't know if we have time for your son's stories today, but when I come
fine.
Back...
I don't have anyone to talk to. It's fine. No, you can go.
Oh, God, I'm really sorry.
I'm so alone.
Yeah, I'll just come back and visit.
Oh, that would be so nice.
I promise, I'll come back, all right? But Nurse Nancy's got to get back to those kids for now. They're having trouble breathing, and the albuterol will help.
Oh, true. Just don't forget 2 more running sleds for my other leg. That would be great.
You got
okay,
it.
Okay, bye now.
Bye.
Hey, Dasher fans. Coach Steve here to tell you about a brand new podcast I'm hosting called Head to Head. Each episode features a new guest competing against a member of the Balderdash Academy faculty in a game of pointless trivia. Join me and my co-host Randy Hunt as we see who is more intelligent than a fake professor. Coming soon to the Balderdash Academy feed on all your favorite podcast apps.
Balderdash Academy's Teacher's Lounge was produced and edited by Bob LeBlanc. Theme music by Think Fish Tank. Performed and written by Steve Corning, Carla Rose Dubois, Nate Green, Randy Hunt, Bob LeBlanc, Molly McGill, and Marie Stewart Harmon. Copyright 2021, Robert J. LeBlanc and Steve Corning, all rights reserved.